We began a busy Thursday morning by going to the KODY phone lines now, as we're pleased to have CRA Chair Mike Jacobson joining us. Mike, how's it going today?
It's going great, Tristan. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Mike, we begin by congratulating you 22 years in a row now that you've served as the chair of the CRA, you said, as you were reelected to serve as the chair at the meeting this week.
I'm not sure that's a congratulations. I'll get back to you here at some point as to how I feel about that part. But it's been an interesting time over the past 22 years.
22 years on the CRA, Mike, and obviously it's getting very interesting now as the majority of conversation, it seems like, here for the immediate future for you and your colleagues on the CRA will revolve around the proposed meatpacking plant here in North Platte, and you and your colleagues looked over the redevelopment plan officially by Sustainable Beef LLC.
We did. Obviously, this is a huge project. Many have referred to it as the largest thing to happen in North Platte since the railroad. That's probably an accurate statement. That's how big this could be. It is a very large project, and frankly, that's why we felt we needed to do a lot of due diligence on it. Anytime you have something that big, there's huge possibilities from a positive standpoint, but it can always bring some side effects, and we just need to make sure that everything looked right and that the positives far out exceeded any negatives, and I think that's what we concluded.
And you and your colleagues taking everything in consideration too at the meeting, including you yourself opened it up to public comment, and there was some good discussion had.
There was, and I think it's always important to have good public comment. I think we need to hear from all the residents as to what their views are. I did take away some good comments, certainly from Mr. Golden. I think his concerns are well-founded and something that as we move through this project, we're going to make certain that the roadway situation is workable. There are three families that live east of where the plant would be built, and they would be using Golden Road, and so we've got to make sure that they're not going to run into a problem where that road's not impassable. So I thought his comments were good. They're taken to heart, and that will be considered as we move closer, as it goes through the City Council and ultimately comes back to CRA in the end, assuming it is approved by the City Council to be incorporated into the redevelopment contract.
Now, Mike, for those listening that are now just getting a first-class lesson on city government, tell us the role that the Community Redevelopment Authority plays for the City of North Platte.
Sure. The CRA was created, and it's created by the city. We are actually an arm of the City Council, if you will. We're appointed by the mayor. There are five members. Each member serves a five-year term and then can be reappointed for an unlimited number of terms. But one is reappointed annually, so it rotates. The mayor appoints the members. The council has to confirm the members. The role of the CRA is to actually go out and encourage redevelopment projects, TIF projects, if you will. We're to evaluate whether or not they qualify. We need to do all of the background work to make sure that the economic impact is a positive economic impact. And then once we've determined that, we then refer it to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission then reviews it to see if it's in conformity with the comprehensive plan and meets all of the zoning. And then they would then return it back to us with either these are the changes that need to be made from a zoning standpoint, or they return it back to us and say it conforms with both. At that point in time, then we will take another look at it and then refer it to the City Council. The City Council then will have to advertise for a public hearing, to have a public hearing where they will get significant input from the community again, and then the council can vote to approve the redevelopment plan. Then that plan would be kicked back to the CRA again, whereby we would then work on putting together a redevelopment contract where we put more details in terms of that plan, and that would also include issuing the TIF bond. Now there's a 30-day gap between the time the City Council approves it and when it gets back to the CRA. So for those that might be running math and looking at time to do advertising and so on, that means we're going to get this thing sometime the second week of January to actually approve a final contract and be in a position to issue a bond.
Again, we're pleased to have Mike Jacobson joining us. Mike serves as the chair of the Community Redevelopment Authority for the City of North Platte. They had a meeting on Tuesday and reviewed the plan for redevelopment by Sustainable Beef LLC for the proposed meatpacking plant in North Platte. And, Mike, it's no secret that you are a supporter of this project. I think you've come on the program before and talked a little bit about this project. We talked about the mall a little bit, too, and the excitement brewing in our community. You and your colleagues on the CRA unanimously supported this redevelopment plan, but you personally, as a business owner here in the city of North Platte, as the president of Nebraska Land National Bank, have offered some support, too. Many of our listeners are aware that there was a trip taken by Mayor Kelleher, City Council Representatives Lucas and Garrick, and Planning Commissioner David Fudge to Idaho. And that trip was made possible in a large part to the generosity of Nebraska Land National Bank, the mayor told us yesterday.
Well, let me just explain that a little bit. I would just tell you that that's not the first trip that we've used our plane for. When the poultry plant was under, or when there was conversation about a poultry facility in the region, we flew a group out to look at meet with those individuals. I've used it with the Airport Authority when we were looking to bring in SkyWest Airlines. We've made a couple of trips to Utah to meet with groups there. We own the airplane. We use it because we have a branch in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and it's efficient to get there. And we do several trips to Lincoln. But when you have the aircraft, you've already got all the overhead. You've got the pilot. So now you're really just talking about fuel and some time on the engines. And so it's fairly cost effective for us to do that, and we just believe that I've always believed that you've got to be a good corporate citizen. That means you've got to give back to your community. You've got to be prepared to help out from an economic development standpoint. And I also want to just mention, I know you've said that I'm a supporter of the project, and I am. But I was skeptical in the beginning, I'll be honest. And I think there were many people that wondered if I was creating a backlog and holding this thing up, but I just want you to know that the reason for the trip to CUNA, Idaho, was to go get a feeling from the community as to what they felt about this and what was the impact. I take the role as the chair of the CRA very, very seriously. I take all my other hats off, and I look at this from the standpoint, is this the right thing for North Platte? Have we looked at all of the factors? Obviously, early on, when I first met with Gary Pearson and Matt Gibbons, and we walked through this project, I was told that I raised the questions about, is there going to be an odor problem? How are we going to assimilate workers? Are we going to get sufficient workers? What's the impact going to be? What's our housing needs? How are we going to be able to fulfill that? Those continue to be concerns, but I tell you that I feel much better about the odor concern. I think that we learned that in CUNA, that the odor will be controllable, and I'm satisfied that it will be. I'm also satisfied that they will be a very good employer, and that we will see a lot of local workers that will go to work there. Now, that's going to raise some other concerns, of course. I mean, it's going to raise wage levels, which is kind of hard to argue that, but for businesses, they're going to see that the wages are going to go up, mm-hmm. because there will be a strong competitor for those wages. But I think that's a very positive thing for the community. There will be some collateral damage, and there's no question about that. But I think people really need to keep in mind that this could have a $1 billion impact, positive impact on North Platte and the region. It's hard to walk away from something like that. So in the end, I'm really pleased that the organizers chose North Platte. I'm pleased that they've been patient to allow us to work through the process, and I'm confident that it'll move forward and get to the finish line. And what's left is they need to raise their equity, and they need to raise the funding. And so the ball's going to be in their court to get it to the finish line. But I think the city's done everything responsibly. I really take my hat off to the mayor. I think he's done a superb job of leading this effort. So we'll see, but I think we've done all the right due diligence, and I feel good about where we are.
And the redevelopment plan itself, Mike, I've looked this over a little bit, not as extensively as you have quite yet, but I've begun the process of looking this redevelopment plan over, and I personally am very well impressed with how thought out this is and how extensive the research has been done by Sustainable Beef LLC.
I would agree with that. There's a lot of moving parts here. I know that that the organizers, Rusty Kemp and David Briggs in particular, they've put countless hours into this. You know, this all kind of began with Rusty Kemp going on a trade mission with the governor and being involved in the cattle industry as he is. And I just have to thank Rusty for all of the effort that he's put into this. I don't think people really quite realize, you know, all of the time and energy that he's had to personally spend and his wife to get all this done. And obviously they've gotten a number of phone calls from people, and not all of them probably real pleasant. But I really want to thank them personally for the work they've done and the commitment they have to getting us to the finish line. I think it behooves all of us to really try to help make sure this can happen.
And Mr. Briggs, too, the CEO, every public meeting that has sustainable beef on the agenda, Mr. Briggs has been in attendance, I believe, and obviously there's been numerous other trips he's made right here to North Platte as well, I'd imagine.
That's exactly right, yes. He's up in, I believe, Alliance and manages co-op up there, but he's been incredibly involved, and he, too, has spent an enormous amount of time as the CEO of the company, bringing all these pieces together. But I think this really is probably, if all these pieces can come together, I think we're all going to be very happy with the collective results.
Mr. Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
No, I appreciate being on the air, and if people have questions, there will be another public comment period before the City Council. If you want to weigh in, that meeting is going to be, I believe, the first week of December. But it'll be published, and people will have another opportunity. And from here on out, I would say if you've got comments, call your local city councilman and express your views. I'm sure they'd love to have your input.
And, Mike, look forward to having you on the program again after the next CRA meeting. Really enjoy you stopping by the studio and coming on the program to recap those meetings for us.
Tristan, happy to do it. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Mike. That, again, is Mike Jacobson, chairperson of the Community Redevelopment Authority, joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning to recap the meeting that took place earlier this week. 8:19 Central, and your time and temp is presented to you by Mike and the crew from Grease Monkey on the ones in North Platte. Again, it's 8:19, 28 degrees, some patchy fog throughout the area before 11 a.m., according to the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Otherwise, it'll be sunny today with a high in the mid-60s and wind gusts as high as 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 38. Friday, sunny with high in the 70s. Friday evening, going to be clear again, cooling off around 36. Weekend temperatures, not too bad. 72 the high Saturday, Sunday high 70, and then Monday a little bit cooler, so we have highs in the mid to upper 50s. Your time and temp brought to you by Mike and the crew from Grease Monkey on the ones in North Platte, 820 Central, and it's 28 degrees on our way to a high today near 65. We'll discuss a little bit more of that trip that was taken by a couple of city officials to Idaho earlier this week, coming up in just a few moments on Mugs in the Morning, as my colleague on the Planning Commission, David Fudge, will join us here this hour on Mugs in the Morning.